special update on changes to Essex phone landlines. Essex County Council has put out special information to confirm the UK's telephone network is changing. Worried that residents are unprepared, it reminds us that by next year, traditional phone lines will be replaced by a digital landline service. This means that calls will be made over a broadband line. For most people, this change will be straightforward. Before your phone line changes, your telephone provider will contact you. Depending on your provider, this could be letter, text, email, postcard or leaflet. It's important to respond to your provider and discuss what you need to do to keep using your landline. If you already have broadband set up at home, this should be a simple change. Your home phone will be plugged into your broadband router instead of the wall-mounted socket. You will also keep your phone number. If you do not already have broadband set up at home, to continue using your landline, you will need to switch to a digital phone line. Your telephone provider should contact you to let you know what you need to do to make sure your service isn't affected. If you have any concerns, contact your telephone provider. When to contact your telephone provider? If any of the following apply to you or someone you know, contact your provider. If you do not use broadband at home, you have a personal alarm or healthcare device, you have additional needs, you live in an area with no mobile signal, you have concerns or questions about what you need to do to make sure your phone line isn't affected. Your telephone provider will tell you what you need to do to keep using your phone line and help you take extra steps to prepare. How do I find out who my telephone provider is? To find out who your provider is, check your phone bill. Your bill should include the provider's name and contact details. If you have recently moved into a property and not sure who provides the landline, you can dial 150 to find out. Who isn't affected by the switchover? Nothing will change if you don't have a landline, only use mobile phones in your home, or already use a digital phone line. The council also provided some frequently asked questions and answers about the switch. Here they are. Frequently asked questions. I have already told my provider that I have a personal alarm and or additional needs. Do I need to do anything else? You do not need to do anything else if your telephone provider already knows you have additional needs, use a personal alarm healthcare device, or are vulnerable. Your provider will contact you if anything changes. What happens during a power cut if I have a digital phone line? Digital phone lines rely on a power supply, so if there is a power cut, you will need to use a mobile phone. If your area has a poor mobile phone signal or you have no mobile phone for emergency calls, your provider will give a solution to allow calls to be made in emergencies. Are there any costs for the switchover? Your telephone provider will not ask for money to switch you to a digital line. Be aware of fraud. If you receive any requests for money, report it on the Action Fraud website or call 03001 232 040. Where can I get more information from? If you have concerns or questions about the switch to a digital phone line, contact your telephone provider.